is? Email and that block, there's some town asphalt.
Good morning, Your Honor. I may please the court, Richard Trace for Mr. McBrack. Mr. McBrack is, I think, fairly characterized as an ordinary citizen of Algeria and Algiers at the time, with no particular political affiliation, not a member of any political group, and just an ordinary businessman who encountered a series of events with the armed terrorist group GIA that he claims brought him to America. And by the time he arrived here, advanced his application for political asylum based upon a theory that he was persecuted on account of his political opinion, imputed though it may be, by this armed Islamic group, which he claims that the government of Algeria could not control, or from whom could not protect him. And I think that's the central issue in the case. The immigration judge had decided that, for all intents and purposes, that his testimony was credible, and that he believed what he said was true, given the consistent nature of the testimony with the application and the lengthy questioning on many, many details. The only problem in the case is, did this conduct and the harm and the nature of his victimization fall on one of the protected grounds? Was he persecuted on account of his political opinion? And he mentioned in his testimony that he only contributed to the Boy Scouts as anything relating to any groups or any politics. There is no politics as far as he was concerned in his ordinary life until these events happened. And after these events happened, I'm sure in some sense it could be fair to say he was politicized to be against the GIA. They demanded money, they came back, they were shot by the police, he was then later kidnapped. I think by this time he was seen as pro-government. He called the police on a couple of occasions, he trusted the government, and he was definitely against this terrorist group. I think it's a for or against proposition at this point, and I don't know what more could be asked of this person to demonstrate that he was against this group. If being against this group could make him allow him to have imputed political opinion, well then I think he should be allowed the protection of the refugee status.
Well, if the government is in effect protecting him from this group, isn't that really all one can ask? Asylum usually is when the government is persecuting as opposed to some group that the government is attempting to protect him from.
I agree. I think that they did try to protect him. But also in the in that theory is their ability to protect or control these groups. And unfortunately, in Algeria at that time and presently, the government cannot control the GIA or the terrorist organizations to an extent that's been demonstrated even in the country reports and evidence at the time.
Well, I can think of about 15 countries right now where the government cannot protect you from terrorist groups.
I think
are all of those people that live there who have to come here eligible for our statuses?
No, I don't think they are. I think unless they're targeted, specifically personally targeted by these groups, they're not eligible for protection. But once they're targeted, then I think they are.
Hmm.
And that's the theory I hold here. And I don't think
how do you contend they have to be that they are targeted?
By some form of persecution.
What does targeting mean to you? What are you?
Some harm caused to them, specifically, to their person or to their family by this group for whatever purpose. And the obvious purpose here is money. That's a common purpose. That's a common theme in all these countries. The groups go out and they try to round up money from who? From the business people. In some sense, that's a social group. That's what they're trying to do, to raise money. And I think that the Act provides for refugee status for these people because they are targeted by these particular Islamic terrorist groups. And as our president has said, you're either for us or against us. And in this light of terrorism, I think it's a black and white situation. And for the suffering that this man encountered, he was definitely against this group. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. All right, ma'am.
May it please the court, my name is Jennifer Lightbody and I represent the Attorney General. The record evidence in this case does not compel the conclusion that the petitioner was persecuted or has a well-founded fear of future persecution. There are three facts which are sufficient to warrant the denial of asylum. The petitioner was the victim of criminal extortion, not persecution on account of his political opinion. Two, the government was willing and able to control the perpetrators of this crime, but after the second incident, he fled from the jurisdiction and did not avail himself of the protection of the police. And third, he was able to relocate to another area in Algeria and remain there unharmed for a year before coming to the United States. In addition, his family remains in that area unharmed. These facts were fatal to petitioner's claim for asylum. In order to establish persecution on account of political opinion, the applicant must establish that he is the victim of persecution, that he holds a political opinion, or that the political opinion is attributed to him, the opinion is known or imputed by the persecutors, and the persecution was or will be on the account of his political opinion. There are no facts in this case which establish that the petitioner was persecuted on account of his political opinion. It's merely speculation that the GIA imputed some political opinion to the petitioner. He was a businessman. These two men came in and asked him for money. He somehow convinced them to come back 2 days later, which they did, and in the interim, he sought the protection of the police. And the police were willing and able to protect him. In fact, when the two men came back, the police shot and killed the men. Yes, in fact, they ensured that these two men would not
get out. And also, they assured a whole bunch of other men would come to see what happened.
Well, the question, though, is whether the government is willing and able to protect the petitioner. And the evidence shows that they were willing and able to protect the petitioner. The second incident, he left the jurisdiction and didn't...
Well, what happened in the second incident?
In the second incident, he had closed the store for a matter of about 15 days after this first incident. Then he reopened the store, and three men came in posing as police officers and asked the petitioner to accompany them, and they took him to this field, and they asked him specifically about whether he was the one who had advised the police about the prior incident, and he said he didn't, and then he claims that they started to beat him, he became unconscious, and then he managed to escape from the three men. He went to the police, he got a taxi, he went to the police took him to the hospital, and then the next day he was released and he left. And he went to another area in Algeria and he remained there unharmed for a year before coming to the United States, which would defeat him.
Well, at least this has the makings of a great movie.
Well, it would possibly, you know.
Escaping from freedom.
Yes.
He grabbed me a cab someplace.
And initially he had said that,
he didn't cast it.
Initially he had claimed that his hands and feet were bound and he was somehow able to escape while one of the perpetrators was there, and then he later clarified that all three men had left the area and he was able to unbind his feet and escape. Again, the record evidence does not show that it was on account of his political opinion. He merely speculates that it was. In addition, the evidence in the record shows that the government was willing and able to control the perpetrators when he asked for help. And third, he was able to relocate to another area in Algeria, which defeats his claim of a well-founded fear of future persecution. The petitioner has not shown any evidence in the record which would compel this court to conclude that the petitioner was persecuted or has a well-founded fear of future persecution, and because of that, this court should affirm the decision of the board. Unless there are any other questions from the court, thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Do you have anything that you wish to add, please?
Just that his relocation was a matter of flight and escape from the terrorist, and I think the only matter of time until they could find him there. I don't think he felt all that secure there. For those reasons stated earlier, I would hope that this man would be entitled to political asylum in the United States.